6.
Have you seen the latest John Piper exhibition?
At the Tate Modern? Yeah, I have.
It's worth seeing, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Though the layout of the exhibition makes it really difficult to navigate.
True. And they may have gone over the top with the number of exhibits.
Well, I didn't mind that. Anyway, there weren't as many people as I would have expected.
You know how most people feel about contemporary art.
Now listen again. 6.
Have you seen the latest John Piper exhibition?
At the Tate Modern? Yeah, I have.
It's worth seeing, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Though the layout of the exhibition makes it really difficult to navigate.
True. And they may have gone over the top with the number of exhibits.
Well, I didn't mind that. Anyway, there weren't as many people as I would have expected.
You know how most people feel about contemporary art.
7.
Sheila, is it true that you no longer work for Alex and Partners?
That's right.
But you had brilliant career prospects there. Did they push you too hard?
I didn't mind being under constant pressure, but the long hours at work took up all my free time. I can't remember when I last read a good book.
What are you going to do now?
I don't know yet. I might go abroad and teach English.
But you're a lawyer.
Now listen again. 7.
Sheila, is it true that you no longer work for Alex and Partners?
That's right.
But you had brilliant career prospects there. Did they push you too hard?
I didn't mind being under constant pressure, but the long hours at work took up all my free time. I can't remember when I last read a good book.
What are you going to do now?
I don't know yet. I might go abroad and teach English.
But you're a lawyer.
8.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, and I'm totally worn out. We've been walking for 16 hours straight.
Did you have good weather?
It was drizzling all day. The trails were so slippery, we had to be extra cautious. If you'd come along, you would have been terrified.
So, did you get to the top?
I was afraid we wouldn't make it, but we did. And just as we reached the peak, the sun came out. The view was breathtaking. It was truly amazing.
Now listen again. 8.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, and I'm totally worn out. We've been walking for 16 hours straight.
Did you have good weather?
It was drizzling all day. The trails were so slippery, we had to be extra cautious. If you'd come along, you would have been terrified.
So, did you get to the top?
I was afraid we wouldn't make it, but we did. And just as we reached the peak, the sun came out. The view was breathtaking. It was truly amazing.
9.
Look, the jackpot this week is £80 million.
Everybody's dreaming about winning a lot of money. No one cares about work anymore.
Like you'd give it all away and keep your job if you won.
Maybe. Being rich means trouble.
Really? Wouldn't you buy a nice villa in Italy?
I'd buy shares in some tech startup and make some more profit.
And you'd stop working for the rest of your life. Aren't you a hypocrite?
Now listen again. 9.
Look, the jackpot this week is £80 million.
Everybody's dreaming about winning a lot of money. No one cares about work anymore.
Like you'd give it all away and keep your job if you won.
Maybe. Being rich means trouble.
Really? Wouldn't you buy a nice villa in Italy?
I'd buy shares in some tech startup and make some more profit.
And you'd stop working for the rest of your life. Aren't you a hypocrite?
10.
I've booked the plane tickets and I've rented a car. Now we just have to find a nice seafront hotel and enjoy ourselves.
Let's not pay too much for accommodation. We'll spend all the time exploring the town and its monuments anyway.
We have to meet up with Jim and Kathy while we're in Athens. He works at the embassy there.
Maybe we could stay at their place.
That's not a bad idea. Actually, they live near a nice beach.
Now listen again. 10.
I've booked the plane tickets and I've rented a car. Now we just have to find a nice seafront hotel and enjoy ourselves.
Let's not pay too much for accommodation. We'll spend all the time exploring the town and its monuments anyway.
We have to meet up with Jim and Kathy while we're in Athens. He works at the embassy there.
Maybe we could stay at their place.
That's not a bad idea. Actually, they live near a nice beach.
11.
Are we done with the interviews?
Yes. Who shall we pick?
They all have a master's degree in biotechnology as required. But Linda Lime strikes me as the right one.
Really? I didn't think her presentation was very effective.
Oh? I thought it was concise but convincing. Anyway, none of the other applicants have worked in a research lab.
You're quite right. She is the best choice. We need someone with practical skills.
Now listen again. 11.
Are we done with the interviews?
Yes. Who shall we pick?
They all have a master's degree in biotechnology as required. But Linda Lime strikes me as the right one.
Really? I didn't think her presentation was very effective.
Oh? I thought it was concise but convincing. Anyway, none of the other applicants have worked in a research lab.
You're quite right. She is the best choice. We need someone with practical skills.
12.
I was really surprised when Ralph got promoted yesterday.
Oh, he's a great guy. Always willing to assist you.
Come on, he's as selfish as a fox, and not much of a worker either. You have to double-check everything he does.
Are we talking about the same Ralph? The cheerful guy who works in our department and makes us laugh?
That's the one.
Well, I think he's thorough and hard-working. He totally deserves this promotion.
Now listen again. 12.
I was really surprised when Ralph got promoted yesterday.
Oh, he's a great guy. Always willing to assist you.
Come on, he's as selfish as a fox, and not much of a worker either. You have to double-check everything he does.
Are we talking about the same Ralph? The cheerful guy who works in our department and makes us laugh?
That's the one.
Well, I think he's thorough and hard-working. He totally deserves this promotion.
13.
Hey, Tom, how's your job working out for you?
The money's good. It partly covers my tuition fees. And of course, learning firsthand about business will give me the edge over other people when applying for a real job after I graduate.
Do you have any time to go out with your friends?
Not really, but I can't complain. All the people I know pop in here every day anyway.
Oh, I wish I was more like you.
Now listen again. 13.
Hey, Tom, how's your job working out for you?
The money's good. It partly covers my tuition fees. And of course, learning firsthand about business will give me the edge over other people when applying for a real job after I graduate.
Do you have any time to go out with your friends?
Not really, but I can't complain. All the people I know pop in here every day anyway.
Oh, I wish I was more like you.
That is the end of task 2.